The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius, and they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine, and Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little extra.
A little extra.
Uncensored, unedited, and almost uninterrupted. Get ready for the most extra podcast known to man. The Ace and TJ Show presents the Extra Funny Podcast.
I am so tired. I don't know why. I went to bed early last night. I got up this morning and saw that I had missed 8 texts. And I looked, and it was a conversation between Rob and Tech D Ace.
Oh, yeah.
And I was in, Rob had asked the two of us a question and about a scheduling thing. And I looked, and I was like, why is he sending, I didn't have this before I went to bed. Why is he sending that after he knows I've been gone to bed? And then I looked at the time, and I said, oh, well, it was only 6:22.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was.
Because I went to bed early.
It wasn't wildly late or anything.
Yeah. That's really early. Holy crap.
Yeah. On Sundays, I try to go to bed about 6.
I thought I was doing good going to bed by 8.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm good with that, Rob.
Okay, cool.
Sure.
Man, I made something semi-homemade deliciousness the other day. I took regular pancake mix that you buy in the box at the store, and I made the pancakes as the instructions on the box, but I added stuff to the batter that changed it up some. I added brown sugar and cinnamon to the batter. Oh, and that was so good, girl. Some delicious brown sugar cinnamon pancakes.
Oh.
Mm. So I may want to give that a try.
Sounds delicious.
But because of that reminded me that earlier on the regular old show, Riggins was talking about how he finally got his charcoal grill and just had a complete debacle. Trying to cook a bacon-wrapped filet.
I hate that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it inedible, or did you eat it?
I ate it, and yes, it was inedible.
So is it burnt,
I still ate it.
Is it burnt on the outside and not done on the inside?
Yeah, exactly. Flame-kissed.
Flaming up.
It was flame-kissed and totally raw in the middle.
I like mine a little flame-kissed. I like it a little. I like
yeah.
It a little. Little shot of gristle on the edges or whatever, you know.
Yeah, I think that my dad was like, well, that's how you get the flavor. You want the fire, and it's like a good thing. I was like, well, I had too much fire. So, yeah, I ruined a really nice steak.
Well, once you saw it getting kind of brown on the outside and you couldn't control it, you can always throw it in an iron skillet and pop it in the oven.
Yeah.
To finish cooking it. And yeah. It'll still have the smoke flavor on it.
Yeah, panicked.
The charcoal flavor.
Just panicked.
Yeah, I can imagine. But it was only after you did that that you thought, I should have done my very first grilling on hot dogs or burgers.
I got so excited.
Instead of a filet.
I got so excited, you know, having a bacon-wrapped filet.
I get that, though. You were like, oh, man, now I'm ready. I'm going to make my first meal is going to be great.
Yeah, it's
going
to be amazing.
You want to go big on the first one. But then it does make sense. Like, you didn't know how the heat, how it's going to contain the heat, where the heat's going to be, what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
And I watched a bunch of videos, and everybody was like, if it gets too hot, put the lid on it, close the vents. You know, like, I had all the information.
Yeah.
But when it came to you know, put it into action, I just, and it was happening so quickly.
That's what I was going to say. It happens fast.
Yeah. Everything happens so fast. So I'm like running back inside. You know, I forgot the salt and pepper. I got to go get that and bring it back out here to season. It was just too much too quickly. And having a couple of beers probably didn't help. I should have been laser focused. That was going to be my
question. Is there a chance that some beers clouded your judgment a little bit?
I mean, I was probably six beers. It wasn't. That's not terrible. I'm fine.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Assume room temperature before you started?
Let it come up to room temperature, patted it off, got the moisture off, light coating of good quality oil. And it just, I mean, it was inferno. And I just panicked. Yeah. So I should have done, I'm thinking probably I should have done a burger and some hot dogs or something. But, yeah, I just wanted an amazing steak.
Now, has that kind of deterred your interest now?
100%. Yeah. 100%.
I'm scared to go back on grilling.
No.
You're scared.
I'm done with it.
You used to be grilling burgers this afternoon. Throw some burgers on there and get back on that horse.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, that's the easy thing about having a propane grill is that you can turn it off and on like a stove.
Yeah.
And you still get the grilled flavor on it. It's not like you would with charcoal.
Yeah.
But the drippings is what causes the grill flavor. And it drips down, and then that smoke comes up and hits it again. So then you just turn it off, walk away.
Yeah. So I didn't even go sit down at the table to eat. I just stood there at the counter, and I looked down at, like, my burnt filet mignon. And I was like, well, I guess I'll just see if this is edible and cut it. And it was raw right in the middle. I was like, well, maybe I'll just cut off the charred pieces and cook it in a pan or something. And I was just like, I'm not even hungry anymore.
No. Bless it.
Yeah, it was terrible.
But what would your dad do if you would have told him, Dad, I don't want a charcoal grill. I want a propane grill. And since he was buying it for you for your birthday, would he have bought that?
Probably not.
Since he's so against propane.
Yeah, probably not. No. Yeah, we just never had a propane. I don't know if they weren't popular, but we never had a propane grill, or a gas grill. But that's how I always remember my dad, and that's why he got it for me, because he was like, oh, yeah, I'll get something, pass something down to him. So, but I was talking mad shit. I was like, you know, I'm going to be a grill master in no time, and, you know, really running my mouth off way too much. And it serves me right that it was awful. It was awful.
Oh, you know what you can do now, though? Hmm. Have you seen all how the trend of smoked dips is out there? You can smoke all these dips. Yeah, you can do that on charcoal. You don't have to have a smoker.
If I had a big pan of hot dip, my fat ass would just be, I'd be dead by 6 o'clock in the evening. Frito scoops, and some cream cheese, melted cheese, Rotel ground beef,
shrimp in it. Oh my god, sausage!
I wouldn't even put it in a bowl. I'd just be like scooping it out of the pan.
Yeah, but you could do a small pan.
Could I?
Yeah, and that could be your whole dinner.
Yeah, you can also make half a pound of pasta. But who the f does that? You know, give me the box.
I need a box of pasta.
But you know what I would end up doing if I had a whole thing of that dip like that to myself? Mm. Nobody was around. I'd probably end up, I'd eat a lot of chips with it. And then I'd put the chips aside and start just sopping bread in it.
Yeah.
Putting it on bread.
Yeah, that's really good. Yeah.
Not make a sandwich. Just spoon it onto bites of bread and eat it that way.
Sounds delicious, though.
All right, so what are you going to cook next?
I think probably the burgers or the hot dogs from Omaha Steaks that I got. The hot dogs, they're already cooked.
Yeah,
so I feel like you just got to throw them on a little bit of fire. I just don't want to, burn up. I even got out there before I started, and I got the garden hose out, and I was hosing off the side of the house and the bushes just in case, shit popped off. I was like, you just soak everything. But it backfired because it was 96 degrees outside, so it instantly dried everything. I didn't know.
Do you still grill some, or do you only do Blackstone
now? No, I grill more than I use the Blackstone.
Really?
Yeah. That's a regular part at our house, grilling.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's easy. Again, you got propane, though, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You just run out there and throw something. Takes a few minutes.
Yep.
Doesn't stink up the house.
Yeah. But I don't have a grill anymore. The tornado took my grill.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All I've got is the Blackstone.
Oh, wait. it ruined your grill?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Just destroyed it?
Mm-hmm. Dang. Picked it up. It was, you know, that outdoor rug that's on our patio. It has the heavy patio set with, you know, the iron furniture.
Yeah.
And it had my grill and a little portable fire pit thing. And it just picked the rug up and circled all of, like, with all the stuff inside it and threw the whole rug off almost into the front of my truck in the driveway.
Wow.
Yeah. So the grill was busted all up.
Dang.
But if it hadn't picked that rug up, stuff would have gone everywhere, all different directions, and it would have gone through my windshield. Yeah, so guess I need a new grill.
I think so. You can have mine.
But if I had a grill out there, too, then, you know, already my wife's trying to push me outside to cook on the Blackstone every night. I'd hate to see if we had a grill still out there.
Yeah.
Why don't you grill this? Why don't you Blackstone that? Yeah. Like filling out the menu for the weekend.
I figured two things going at once. I'm grilling.
Yeah.
One thing's grilling while this is on the Blackstone. Yeah.
Just ways to keep you outside.
Or when she's already planned for me to cook something during the week on the Blackstone and say, we'll just have that. And so then when it comes time for me to cook it, she'll go, I didn't know if you wanted them or not, but I got a bunch of those peppers and onions if you wanted to grill those while you were doing it. Now, just to throw them on there and grill them, that's fine. But they also have to be chopped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so she just slips those in on me. Maybe if I start burning stuff, she will say, "Now you're not good on that thing anymore."
It's called weaponized incompetence. Yeah. That's what women call it.
Mm-hmm. But I can't bring myself to do it. I just have to be great at everything. Well, who am I telling? Y'all know that.
It's the Ace and TJ Show with a little something extra. This is the Extra Funny Podcast.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
The Ace and TJ Show and its charity Peyton's Promise are thrilled to partner with Lost Worlds Brewing. Lost Worlds Brewing has two great locations in Charlotte or Cornelius. And they've got some great weekday specials. On Monday nights, it's Neighborhood Night with $6 drafts, $7 well drinks, and $8 flights. Tuesday is Music Bingo at 7. Wednesday is half-price bottles of wine. And Thursday is Trivia Night. Find out more about Lost Worlds Brewing at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman Currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.